current provider. Plus, we'll help towards leaving fees. Switch today to full fibre broadband with Vodafone.
Credit of up to £100 to cover leaving fees. Visit vodafone.co.uk/broadband to find out about the switch process and for terms.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global Z's room at 7, it's the start of what's being called Awful April, with a load of bills going up. Energy, water, council tax and broadband are just some of the costs we'll see rise. Tom McInnes from Citizens Advice has told Capital lots of people are already struggling.
About two-fifths of disposable income for lower-income households goes straight out the door on water and energy bills, and that's before these price rises.
Money-saving expert Martin Lewis says we should be shopping around.
If you do nothing, what you pay is going to change anyway. So do something and let what you pay come down. Go on to the comparison site and you'll see all of the energy prices and go and get yourself your cheapest fix.
The King is going to attend his first public engagement later after his hospital stay last week. Charles will host an investiture ceremony at Windsor Castle with honours for people including heptathlon Katarina Johnson-Thompson. He was suffering from side effects from his cancer treatment on Friday. Rescuers have scaled down their search for an 11-year-old girl who's missing in the River Thames. It's thought she went for a paddle near City Airport in East London yesterday afternoon. Bukayo Saka is hoping to make his Arsenal return later after 3 months out with an injury. Boss Mikel Arteta says he's ready to go for their Premier League game at home to Fulham. And Jason Momoa says he'll be back for the next June film. He says it's not his fault if we haven't read the books.
Capital weather. Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Dry and sunny all day in London. Windy at times, though, with highs of 15 degrees. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Good morning.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast. Good morning, it's Tuesday the 1st of April on Capital Breakfast. The sun is up and we are excited for a brand new month, baby!
Yeah, too right, and with it comes a big show for you guys today. We've got two massive guests on the show, comedian Jimmy Carr and TikTok megastar turned singer Alex Warren. If that wasn't big enough, we've got a huge adrenaline-fueled trip for four people to be won.
That's so cool. Also, listen, we've got your back, as we always do. Have you fallen for an April Fool's Day prank already? We're going to try and myth bust a few of these next.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. Outside of town, left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, used to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face, and I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. I wish that I could stay and talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
I'm still in love with you. I'm going out of my mind. It's your boy David Guetta.
My name is Bebe Rexha. Capital Breakfast.
This is Capital Breakfast.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Baby, I'ma have the best freaking night of my life. And wherever it takes me, I'm down for the ride. Baby, don't you know I'm good, yeah.
To Bebe Rexha, I'm good on Capital Breakfast. 7 minutes past seven on your Tuesday mornings, Jordan, Chris, and Sean. It's the April the first today. A lot of us are on tenterhooks here in the studio. Look, are we actually doing an April Fool's prank? Because I'm not in on it. If we are.
We don't know. We're all like that Spider-Man meme, pointing at each other, expecting that the other two are screwing the other one over.
I know, because me and Chris got so good at it when we got you to be Dorothy that you now can't trust anything we say.
We're all super suspicious of each other. And you will if you're on your way into work today, because you'll have those colleagues that you'll think they're going to do something today. But apparently none of us have organised a prank. But you have seen some April Fools on the old social media, Chris Stark.
Well, this is what we're saying. Maybe keep an eye on socials today, or just let us know if you fall victim to an April Fool's prank.
Yeah.
We can kind of be the mission control of that, because there is a lot of April Fool's stuff going on. And also we can be on Whiff Watch with it as well, because some of them are a bit whiffy.
Oh, okay.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
But let us know. I've just seen Subway have come in on things at early doors here. They've just announced their all-new Subway. You know, like protein powder whey.
Mm-hmm.
Your favourite subs being reimagined in the form of a protein shake, it says here. Literally a blended sandwich, bottled and branded as chuggable sarnies.
Ooh,
so you can get
disgusting.
A meatball marinara protein drink, it's saying. So this is the sort of thing, be on the lookout this morning, because it's kind of like every business and company are doing it.
Yeah, can I have that horn of deceit again, please?
Okay, gosh, hang on. Go for it.
John Lewis, we're on to you. You're not doing a personal shopping situation with dogs.
Okay.
They say that they're launching the Ultimutt experience for any pampered pooch service for dogs with a whole range of tailored experience from blow dries on beauty to fabulous fur sessions. But that's not happening, John Lewis.
If you see any today, 0345 6000 958, we'll name and shame these companies and brands anymore for anymore.
Dick and Dom are splitting up. They've just announced.
Dick and Dom, you do this every year. We're not falling for any more splits.
So nearly 30 years together, they write the sad news that they've decided to separate as a double act.
Bird's Eye are doing potato waff holes.
What's that?
I don't know.
Rita Ora has announced a tour with Ricky Martin. We're on to you, Rita.
Wait, that's real, I think.
That could be real.
Oh, is it?
Really? This is 8 hours ago.
Okay. Yorkshire tea, you're not putting brew in a pouch.
Oh, it's real. Apologies. Rita Ora is going on tour with me. Right, some of the accusations will be false.
What did you say? What was the one you said?
Yorkshire tea, brew in a pouch. That's not real. We're not falling for that one.
And KSI and Logan Paul's energy drinks brand are starting a pizza line with pizza-flavoured Prime. That's definitely... What?
Would it be...
What?
See, Prime-flavoured pizza, would it be?
Yeah, pizza-flavoured Prime. Yeah. See, this is the thing. You don't know if you're coming... there's Sam Fender on Capital. People watching on Capital Breakfast, 13 minutes past 7. It's the 1st of April today. If you hear this noise at any point during the show, we have spotted an April Fool's prank, usually by a brand like Subway or John Lewis, something like that. Kim says, I'm a teacher and I'm giving my class a word search today, but the words aren't there.
I mean, that's just a parent hack in general.
That's a good one.
Think how busy.
Watch out for the teachers today. That's amazing.
Busy, they'll be for hours.
I'm going to say as well, to anybody that listens to Help I Sex With My Boss, I got done proper. There's an episode being released today, every Tuesday. You can listen to it on Global Player, the official Capital app. And, they done me up like a kipper on Sex Did.
Oh, good. I'll look forward to that one.
There
great.
You go. Chris, are you in on this? Because I still don't trust you. Have you got an April Fool's prank that you're going to do to us today?
No, not that I'm aware of, no. But then I can't rule out that the team haven't. I can't rule out that you haven't got one on me. It's a very confusing situation here at Capital today.
Oh, can I have the horn of deception?
Yes, okay, here we go.
Debbie's WhatsApped. If you see a post about you can buy the goo from a cream egg, I think that's a fake one. Thank you, Debbie.
In little packets.
Yeah, apparently you can buy the goo from the inside. I wish you sort of could.
Hear me out. I would have that as a yogurt.
I would eat that too.
That'd be great, that.
It's Sabrina Carpenter on Capital Breakfast.
I was in a sheer dress the day that we met. We were both in a rush. We talked for a sec. You friended me up so we could connect. And what are the odds? You sent me a text and now the next thing I know, I'm like, manifest. That's your oversized. I digress. Got me scrolling like out of breath. Got me going like, ooh, who's the cute boy with the white jacket and the thick accent? Like, ooh, maybe it's all in my head, but I bet we'd have really good chemistry. Said you're not in my time zone, but you wanna be. Where art thou? Why not upon of me? See it in my mind, let's fulfill the prophecy. It's the cute guy with the white blue eyes and the big bad light. I know it's not a bit redundant, but I bet we'd have really good bed.
Sabrina Carpenter and Bed Chem on Capital Breakfast, 16 minutes past seven. Here on the show, we're helping you out with all those April Fool's pranks that you're going to find on your timeline this morning while you're waking up. Like Tommy, who says, I've just gone mad because they pretended to change the EastEnders theme tune. I was like, I can't whistle to that utter nonsense. And loads of people have texted about this. Apparently, EastEnders have put a statement out today saying that this is their new theme tune. People are kicking off.
Wait.
One for when someone dies at the end. They do, they put a special obituary one on.
100% in April Fools.
Oh, that sucks though. Come on.
I hope. No, surely they haven't done this. Utter woke nonsense.
Hear me out, I think that's better actually than anyone.
I would be interested to see after all these years if they could change it and people just get used to it or not.
Do you know what I did? I thought the Champions League theme sounded a bit like the Antiques Roadshow theme, so I put that the Antiques Roadshow theme on top of a clip of some football and it accidentally went quite big.
Okay.
And a lot of people were like, what's this woke nonsense? It was me. Jordan, need to very quickly talk about this. You said something mid-show yesterday and we sort of brushed past it, but I think we need to bring it back, Sharni, because Jordan North, I'm calling you out. You are a hypocrite, my friend. You are a hypocrite.
You're a liar,
you are
and, a liar an actress.
And an actress. And we will talk about this next.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find affordable pre-loved gems this spring.
Money Super 7. You've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Spaghetti, scooter, stadium. Huh. My recent emojis are like a highlights tour of my holiday. Gelato, bird, sad face. Just didn't see that sneaky seagull coming.
Free Wi-Fi messaging for British Airways Club members. Another British Airways travel essential. Available on selected British Airways aircraft from Heathrow and Gatwick when you sign up for free as a British Airways Club member. Data is limited to text only. Images and videos are not included.
Think of a breakfast muffin with sausage and egg. Yep, that's the one. You can see it, can't you? Deep in your mind. Sausage, egg, cheese, muffin. I don't even need to say its name, do I? Breakfast done properly. Served until 11 a.m.
Stop it.
At QuickFit, our customers drive away happy every time.
Get up.
Do we tickle their feet?
Stop.
No.
Oh, all right.
We just do our job, like having an excellent range of tyres to suit every car on the road.
Oh, that's good to know.
That's why our customers drive away happy. QuickFit. Drive away happy every time.
You've waited long enough, little monsters. Mother is back. Lady Gaga presents the Mayhem Ball. Live in the UK, the O2 London, and Co-op Live Manchester this September and October. Access MasterCard preferred tickets this Thursday at midday at priceless.com/music. Gaga's brand new album, Mayhem, is available everywhere now. For more, visit ladygaga.com.
The latest travel for London.
Next. Capital.
Right now, exclusively at Morrison's, you can still get a range of free Pyrex containers with your new MoreCard stamps. Earn a stamp for every tenner you spend in store. Collect, then get your free Pyrex. We've got little ones perfect for leftover stir fry, all the way up to big ones for batch cooked spag bol. Whatever works for you, turn your big shop into Pyrex with MoreCard stamps.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
More card app required. 18 plus. Excludes online and Morrison's Daily. T's and C's apply. See online for details.
Capital travel update
with Luton Airport Express. 32 minutes on the train to the terminal.
Morning, Lottie. What's the latest with the travel?
Hey, Jordan. There are queues on the A13 westbound to the Canning Town flyover because overnight roadworks finished late. All the lanes are open, but it's slow from Prince Regent Lane. It's really busy on the M25 anti-clockwise from the junction for the A405 to Watford. On the trains, Great Western's running a reduced service between Reading and Paddington, and trains are not stopping at Maidenhead, Slough or Twyford. And there are minor delays on the Lizzie line between Hayes and Harlington and Reading. More in 20 minutes.
I'm Miles Smith. This... is Capital.
You know how we do.
Let's go.
Capital Breakfast.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. I can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Just a second, it's my favorite song they're gonna play. And I cannot text you with that drink in my hand.
blowing up. My phone won't make me leave no faster. Put my coat on faster. Leave my girls no faster. I should've left my phone at home, cause this is a disaster. Calling like a collector. Sorry I cannot answer. Not that I don't like you, I'm just at a party. And I am sick and tired of my phone ringing. Sometimes I feel like I live in Grand Central Station.
Lady Gaga, Beyonce and Telephone on Capital Breakfast. It's 26 minutes past seven. Sammy's sent in a screenshot of her local fire station that have done an April Fool's prank. I think we should draw the line there with emergency services doing it, maybe, Sammy.
What have they done, though?
I don't know. I've not read it fully, but something to do with a special, what they call it, fire extinguisher. Hey, Bongman's on the way in 15 minutes' time. Be careful, he's on the way.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan Knoll, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. You're just waking up. Keep your eyes peeled. It is April Fool's Day today, the 1st of April. There'll be lots of pranks going on around work, on your way into school as well, and mainly all the brands and news outlets, they'll be doing one. And Deck usually pull one off pretty well as well, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, always, always.
Watch out for your teachers as well, because they love it.
Yeah.
Imagine if the prank is just loads of homework.
But be careful on the pranks on the teachers.
Ah, yes.
For the ones that don't love it.
2025, and let me tell you, a whoopee cushion is still very funny.
Well, I do agree. And actually, we'll talk about this another time.
Although, will that get kids in trouble? Probably.
Maybe.
Don't do it.
Jordan, I want you to have a quick think, because I did get quite ranty at you just a minute ago. What do these three things have in common? Right, the word cult, pyramid scheme, and upside pineapple club.
Is it something to do with barbecuing?
No.
Okay.
You know what it is.
Is
come
it
on.
Something to do with Watford?
No, it's not. These are all things that you used to describe my new hobby, paddle. Do you remember?
Yes.
Right, go at me. So I started paddle. I loved it. I love it. I think it's great. It's my favourite thing. You said you didn't want to get involved in it. You said it was a fad. You said people were getting me to join their cult. You suggested that my wife was even sort of partial to some sort of weird activity when all we were doing.
That's true, actually, Chris. Every time you played with strangers, he had to add... weird.
Yeah,
strangers.
That's what I mean. It was all words like that.
He's meeting strange men with his wife on an app.
No,
to play pedal.
Strangers.
Strangers.
Not
yeah,
strange.
Strangers. Not strange.
Not strange.
People. There's nothing strange about them. Okay. We were just like-minded people playing paddle, yeah. And we enjoyed each other's company, and it was great. And you know, and I do enjoy it. Me and my wife will go meet another couple. And it's not that we play together, Sian. It's you know, I will play with someone else's wife. They will play with mine. And you mix up the doubles like that. It's a brilliant sport.
Chris,
finally,
I'm so
me and my wife have found something that we can really get behind.
Good for you.
Good for you.
And then I find out, Jordan North, that you are partial to a bit of paddle as well.
I did spend the weekend playing paddle.
I don't know
with
you
who?
Anymore. Who is this man in
with
front of me?
Different couples and stuff. It was, yeah.
What strange couples was it again?
Some I knew, some I didn't know were into it. And let me tell you, I played paddle for the first time on Sunday. I am completely and utterly addicted. And like Chris, I want to play again. I want to play again this week. And you start eyeing up other people, seeing if they're into paddle, seeing if they've got their pineapple upside down in the trolley and stuff. Yesterday, state agent come round, Eddie... came on a bit strong to him and just dropped it into conversation. He went, did you do much this weekend? I went, I played paddle. And he looked at me and he went, me and my girlfriend
also play paddle.
Were you shaking hands at this point?
I was making very intense eye contact. I said, would you like to play paddle with me one day?
See?
And he said,
now as well.
Yes.
So what we will do, what we will do is we will play paddle together, me and you.
Yes.
Because we've never done it together. And
yeah, but you need four.
People.
And this is what's annoying. Chris, you two are driving me mad here.
You get four, but this is what I'm saying, there's an app for that. In fact, I met a guy who owns a paddle club on Saturday night. He came up to me, gave me a special handshake, and then said, we're welcome anytime. So this is it, Jordan, me and you. We could be a new double act in this paddle game.
Okay.
It's going to be great.
You bring your wife, I'll bring mine, and we'll play paddle together this week, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, I'm not married.
It's Jordan, Chris and Sean.
I have just admitted to the nation that I've joined the paddle cult. I played this weekend. Let me tell you as well, there's a pungent smell of deep heat around me because I have been stiff as a post for 2 days.
Have you?
It's so, so sore to play paddle. I didn't realise because you're up and down, like running up and down like a madman. Woke up yesterday morning. Every time I move.
How are you hitting it off the back wall?
Not so good with my backhand or hitting it off the back wall, but I'll get there.
You will.
You told me your Jake plays paddle.
Yeah, he's also part
is
of
he into
club.
It as well?
Mm, he is. Behind my back though, Chris, actually. I'm not involved.
Does he come home and tell you all about it? Because that still counts.
Do you want to be involved, Sean?
I kind of do. I think I do.
Well, come on in.
Yeah, but where? These paddle courts are so random. No one will want to come to the one near me. We'll have to all go to the one near Jordan.
No, I'll come.
Oh, no.
Come to the paddle court, Sean.
You two are recruiting, aren't you?
Well, there's three of us. We just need a fourth.
Welcome to the cult, Sean. Come on in. We'll look after you.
Tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in, breathe me in.
evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever.
Is that really what it is? Are you doing an April Fool's prank?
You are.
Is that... Oh, my God. Harry Styles playing on Capital Breakfast. Right, we're super excited for the person joining us after 8 o'clock because he has had the wildest of life and he's only 24. His name is Alex Warren. You will know him. He's currently number 2 on the EE official Big Top 40. We play this track of his a lot. Oh, my, you're taking me out of the ordinary. A beautiful song. And he is going to be on the show at 8 o'clock. I think he's so good. I've seen some of his interviews as well. He's so articulate.
Yeah, you'll know him from that track, of course, but your kids might know him from being a member of the Hype House, which is a big group of YouTubers who all live together and made content for the socials. Alex now has over... Is this 17 million followers? Wow, huge on TikTok. And he's had like a billion likes. He's huge.
Yeah, I mean, and he absolutely deserves it. I'm excited to talk to him because I know he's had a really challenging upbringing. I don't know the full ins and outs of it all, but because he's really funny, but I think despite a lot of really tragic circumstances. So I think it's going to be a really nice interview, this.
Alex Warren is joining us on the show at 8 o'clock. Get to Global Play. It's the official Capital app, and you can see it and watch it live on there. But next, the Bong Man is on the way.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Shop pre-loved fashion for less this spring.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
5 themed worlds, over 70 rides and free parking. Poulton's Park. Big value, short queues.
Poulton's Park!
If regular Easter eggs leave you feeling a bit empty inside, you need to get your nashers around the new loaded Easter eggs from M&S. They take half an egg and fill it with delicious chocolate and famous M&S treats. If you like mallowy whips and orange jellies, you'll love the big dippy whippy egg. And if you like toffee popcorn and chocolate-covered pretzels, then the scrummy bunny munch egg is for you. These are not just Easter eggs. These are M&S loaded Easter eggs. Subject to availability.
Muller Corner Originals presents...
Let's get ready to crumble!
Let's get ready to crumble!
The 90s are back once again with Muller Corner Originals Apple Crumble and Cherry Bakewell inspired.
Everybody crumble.
Picture a hash brown. Yep. There it is. Right there. Would you look at that? A golden oval of crispy deliciousness. From where? Well, you already know. Breakfast done properly. Served until 11 a.m.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Get up!
up!
Wake up with Capital Breakfast.
And get home across London with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards. Qualifying purchase with logged in account. 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Capital Travel Update.
With Luton Airport Express. 32 minutes to go. No traffic to disrupt your flow.
Morning, Lottie. What's happening on the travel?
Hey, Jordan. There are delays on the M25 anti-clockwise from Chertsey to the A3. There's been an accident there. Also on the M25, it's really busy anti-clockwise from the A405 to the junction for Watford. On the trains, Great Western Railways running a reduced service between Reading and Paddington. Trains are not stopping at Maidenhead, Slough or Twyford. And there are severe delays on the Lizzie line between Hayes and Harlington and Reading. More in 30 minutes.
I'm Lonely Young.
This is Capital.
Capital Breakfast.
You know I'm impatient, so why would you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like -4 degrees? And I get what you're saying. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you shut up for like once in your life? Listen to me. I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack. Who do you want me to be?
Yeah.
the 1st of April today. That means it's April Fool's Day. But one man who is no fool, he takes this game very serious. It's
Capital Breakfast Bomb Game.
It's a bomb game where we will offer you ever-increasing amounts of money. All you've got to do to win is shout stop before you hear this sound.
Yeah, obviously, this is the sound you need to avoid because we want you to walk away with money. And are we banning April Fools for this game, by the way? There's sort of things going on here, surely.
I don't know. You never know what he's going to play like. I bet you the numbers are a bit weird today. I have a feeling.
Yeah, he's going to do something out of the ordinary, I reckon. But then he never does anything in the ordinary. So you just don't know this man.
He's going to be a minefield today, and taking it on is Sean, another Sean in Margate. Morning.
Morning. Hi, guys. You all right?
Very good, thank you. Great name, Sean.
Yeah, all Seans are great.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a little thing about how everyone always gets your name wrong?
Yeah, what Sean? Do you get called normally?
Oh, Sean. Yeah. Sean's the one mainly, or Cyan.
Cyan, Scene, Sane. I once got called John.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was in a Starbucks, and I just had to take the coffee and get out.
And Tom Cruise famously said when he sent a name on a piece of paper.
Right, so imagine this. I'm waiting to go in to interview Tom Cruise, Sean, and he's obviously seen my name on a piece of paper, and I hear him shout, "Am I speaking to a man or a woman?"
And
at that point, I knew I was next.
Okay. Sean, Cian, Sean in Margate, are you ready to take on the bong man?
Yeah, it's not April Fool's, is it? I'm actually through to do this, aren't I?
You are through to do this. I promise you it's not April Fool's.
Okay.
I promise you this is happening. It's happening now live on the radio. We just need you to shout stop before you hear the bong. Can we hear best practice stop in 3, 2, 1?
Stop!
That's a good one. Best of luck.
£1,000.
Wasn't it?
We've ever had.
It's a quickie. Wasn't that like 3 amounts? Ooh!
Oh, you know what? I was thinking about it then, because I was thinking, because it's one of them days, I thought, I bet it's going to be...
I thought
not
it
like
was. Yeah, I thought he was going to do something like Unlucky 13 or something, didn't you? I thought it'd be something tricky, but...
Did £1.
Then 100.
100, then 1,000. Always, I'm so sorry, Sean.
Sorry.
We're going to send you
out. Never mind.
We're going to send you out a Capital Breakfast hoodie and the bong pong so you can put the bong man's air freshener in your car. Is that okay?
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you.
Hard luck today. He's up to silly tricks, isn't he? It's April Fool's Day. That's why he's doing it. Can we get one in the draw next? Should we do it next?
Yeah.
Let's get everyone in the draw. We'll do it after this. It's Calvin Harris, his new track, Pain Away, on Capital Breakfast.
I sparkle, I sun in June. Roll up and wait for you. Wide awake in a hotel room, thinking of what I could do. Too late, I've been up for days. I can't even see straight. No, I can't put the pain away.
I'm not in the mood for the harmonica. I've been done up like a kipper.
That is a bit of an angry blow from you there, isn't it? Look at his face.
What's wrong with you?
Calvin Harris and Pain Away on Capital Breakfast. I need to bring what's just happened because I feel like I've been April Fool's pranked. So we always have a chat in the songs with the bong contestant. We're just chatting to Sean from Margate, who's just lost out on £1,000. During that Calvin Harris track, this was said. Have a listen.
Can I just say well done to Chris? I saw him on the TV the other day, and I know you like to dine out, Jordan, on saving the dog, but Chris is going to save loads of life.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? You're amazing. I'm tempted to give you a grand of my own money. That was one of the funniest things I've ever
heard. I know on the dog thing. I never mention it. It's always never do.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
So Sean was unlucky today with the bong game. So now let's just move away from that.
Sean's all funny though, aren't they?
I don't dine out on the dog thing.
I never mention it. But anyway, let's get everyone in the draw for tomorrow. Are we ready for this? We'll get everyone in the draw for the bong game tomorrow.
Yes, because he's had the better of us today, so come on.
If you are listening right now and want to play tomorrow, take on the bong man. You just need to get your name in the draw by texting the word cash to 83958. That's cash, C-A-S-H, to 83958.
Text across £2 plus your standard network rate. You do need to be 18 or over to play, and you're playing across the Capital Network.
You need to be available to answer your phones when lines close at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. If you text after that, you won't be entered but may still be charged for T's and C's, including online and free entry. Go to the win page at capitalfm.com.
You can also enter via Global Player, the official Capital app. One more time, you're texting the word cash, C-A-S-H, to 83958, and that will get you in the draw for the bong game tomorrow. We do it every day at 7:45. TikTok sensation and brilliant singer-songwriter Alex Warren is on the show after 8 o'clock.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Get spring ready with pre-loved fashion.
Simply easy.
Create space for your family and add value to your home with a design and build company you can trust. Simply Easy Refurbs specialise in loft conversions and home extensions across London. They're Checker Trade approved and backed by Trustmark, so you know you're in safe hands. For a free quote, visit simplyeasyrefurbs.co.uk.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. So what are you waiting for? Escape to favourites like Costa Blanca, Morocco and the Algarve. And get 22 kilograms of baggage included. Book now from London Luton Airport with just a £60 deposit per person. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Patronage protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Darren could get an offer from a random car dealer. Or sell direct to We Buy Any Car. The dealer could come to his home, kick his tyres, then decide not to buy it. Or he could get a guaranteed sale, leaving more time to take his other half on a romantic getaway. Oh no! Or ooh la la. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Hi, I'm here for the interview.
Ah, now, this would be the pre-interview.
I'm sorry?
You see, we need to make sure we have the right candidates to take part in the next stages.
Oh, how many stages?
Well, there's the pre-interview, working chemistry, the actual interview, and then, of course, the bleep test.
For the part-time barista job?
That's right, yeah.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple, like 80 gigabytes for £10 a month with no annual price rises. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
Think of a breakfast muffin with sausage and egg. Yep, that's the one. You can see it, can't you? Deep in your mind. Sausage, egg, cheese, muffin. I don't even need to say its name, do I? Breakfast done properly. Served until 11 a.m.
The late-
latest news. Next, Capital.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Help! Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 8. Loads of our bills are rising from today for the start of what's being called Awful April. Water will go up by about £10 a month, energy by £111 a year. Broadband and mobile phone bills will go up in line with inflation unless people are on fixed deals. Capital's Helen Hodnott has been looking at the details. Citizens Advice says people on the lowest incomes are already stretched to breaking point. Wendy Doyle runs a food bank in Leeds.
The people that come to ours are people that are actually working. We see teachers and we see police officers and nurses coming through with the dark.
The search for an 11-year-old missing in the River Thames has been scaled down. Neighbours say the girl went in for a paddle near London City Airport yesterday afternoon. More than £20 million of new government funding is going towards making flying taxis a reality. The money will be spent on the wider rollout of commercial drones. We've already seen companies like Amazon saying it's going to use drone deliveries in future. And an astronaut who was stuck in space for 9 months says coming back to Earth is weird. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams were supposed to be up there for 8 days. Both of them say they'd go back to space on Boeing Starliner again, though.
Capital weather.
Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Plenty of sunshine around in London today. Feeling quite breezy, though, with highs of 15. From Global's newsroom at Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast.
With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Good morning, it's 8 o'clock. It's Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. And it is Tuesday, the 1st of April. April Fool's Day.
Not on our watch. You will not be fooled today. We are literally like your eyes and ears today. And if we spot anything that we think is a prank, we're going to play this sound. That is the horn of deception.
It is, yeah. And there's a few of these doing the rounds at the moment, isn't there? Also, not an April Fool's. We have got a great guest joining the chat next. He's a TikTok megastar. He sings an amazing song called Ordinary. His name is Alex Warren. He'll be with us next.
Capital Breakfast.
You got a lot of nerve, don't you, baby? I only hit the curb because you made me your telling all. That I'm crazy, like I'm the only one. Why'd you throw them stones at you? Had a wild hell home too. Living in your big glass house with the view. I thought you knew I had some help. It ain't like I can make this kind of mess all by myself.
I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go. And fields of flowers grow.
Tuesday morning.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. Right, in the studio joining us now is a man of many talents. A podcaster, Netflix star, TikToker, 17 million followers and 1 billion likes. Oh, and to round it all off, he's a chart-topping singer-songwriter with the voice of a manly angel. Please welcome to the studio, Alex Warren! Yay! Yes!
I need to bring you everywhere.
Thank you.
Even in like the drive-thru line. Imagine that's the entryway to everything. It'd be amazing.
Here to boost you up. You'll know Alex from this track that we're playing loads on Capital.
Nice.
It does something to me, this song.
Really?
It's like a... Yeah!
Oh, wow.
I feel like I need to go, ordinary.
Yeah.
You know what? I would be terrified, but that's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Do you, maybe there's like an edit somewhere where that could go in.
I want that. I want that as my ringtone.
Fab. Yes. The sort of version. We'll put that in.
Honestly, we should loop it and make it an alarm clock.
I love this. Am I right in thinking, because some of our listeners might think you've sort of popped up overnight. You've been making music since 2021. You've been doing music and playing guitar since you're about 8, haven't you?
Sure, yeah. No, I'm a proper industry plant, honestly.
When
it's just enough. It's just they look for the good-looking face and the money to spend, and they spend it all over here. This is what the modern pop star looks like, ladies and gentlemen.
Because when you were 8, didn't you cover an Ed Sheeran track, 18?
Yes. How did you know that?
Because we've got very good research.
Like, I've never said that ever. I don't know how you got that. Yeah. I swear on my life. What is this, Nardwar? This is crazy. Yeah, no, I was... it's funny. When I was... I don't think it was 8. I think it was like 10. But yeah, I didn't know how to play anything. And so I would play it on my guitar. But my dad bought me... My dad knew he was dying at a young age. And he wanted... Or sorry, he knew he was dying before I was born. And
oh,
so he wanted us to kind of grow up with him. And so he kind of rushed a lot of things. And me and my family would do talent shows every Friday. And I was obsessed with the Naked Brothers Band and Seal. And weirdly, that's a crazy combo. I know. Rascal Flatts. And so I would just play the guitar and lip sync my favorite song, and I was absolute booty. And now I just fell in love with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you met Ed Sheeran yet?
I have not, but everyone has told me he is such a sweet guy.
Yeah. Okay. It's so surprising because everyone we interview, he usually reaches out to, especially if now he knows that you've covered one of his songs when you're younger. Don't be surprised.
Really?
If you get a little DM from him.
Ed, the DMs are open.
Yeah.
Baby girl. Can I call you baby girl?
Yeah, he'd love that.
He would love that.
He's got new music coming out very soon.
I know. Ozzy's on.
It's very good. I've heard it, but...
Oh, have you?
I keep telling
Give
him.
Us a taste.
No, I can't.
No, get that lawsuit going. We have lawyers ready.
They will never let me hear.
Ed, get ready.
New
this is about
again.
To be a huge payday. Go for it.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing it. I'll get in so much trouble.
Okay. I mean, yeah, like you say, it won't be long before Ed comes knocking. Only in the nicest possible way because he's just such a good guy, and
Thank
he likes
you.
To put his arm around people and sort of give them little pep talks and bits of advice.
I'd love to touch Ed Sheeran.
Would you just a touch?